John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's the Burt Show.
Maybe it's time to go back to basics. Maybe it's time to look at the marriage tips from 13, I should say. When you are taking a look at the statistics when it comes to divorce, it's crazy, man. 50%, 60%, what have you, right? So maybe we got to go back to basics. But if you guys, if we went around the room and you said one reason why you don't think marriage works, what is it, Kristen?
Just one.
Just one. The main one.
I'm going to say ego.
Ooh.
Ego. Ooh. Okay.
I'm going to say ego. And mainly because I feel like you have to have, in order to make something work, right? Because marriages are work. They shouldn't be a job. Those are two different things. Like if you feel like you're in a marriage that's a job and you're having to work at it every single. Yeah, marriages are work for sure. And you put the work in. But at a certain point, you have to put the ego aside, because if you don't, you're just going to cannibalize the relationship.
Okay. Ego. Cassie.
Isolation. And what I mean is, I think people get into a relationship and they get wrapped up in each other, and you kind of let friends and your hobbies and activities fall to the wayside. And if you're not careful, soon you just have each other, but then you're bringing nothing new to the table and you're feeling unfulfilled because all the other parts of your life that your partner can't and is not supposed to fulfill, you're ignoring them. So I think that's a big threat to it.
Okay. Abby, opinion?
For me, I think it's because, and this is just what I'm witnessing in my late 20s as people are getting married. A lot of people are marrying people they don't like.
Yeah.
You need to marry somebody that, yes, you love and you have those feelings for, but you also at a baseline level need to like them.
You've said that before. I think that's so spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I've always maintained, man, is that I think we are marrying people that we like when we are younger, but then as we change over the years, you end up evolving, they end up evolving, and you end up being two completely different people at some point. So I would say marrying too young, right?
I mean, that could be, but also I don't want to be married to somebody who doesn't evolve and change.
Mm. Yeah, but the problem, it's not the problem. It's just that I think I've said this before. When you're young, you really still don't know who you are. You think you do, right? But who you are in your 20s and 30s is so different, right? So you're evolving one way, he's evolving another way, or not evolving at all. And you just end up looking at each other like, I liked that person back then, but not now. So maybe that's it. So let's go back to 1913 and see if their tips help us out.
Yeah, the statistics were a lot better when women were forced into marriage because they had no financial autonomy. But let's listen to their advice instead, because it might be timeless or it might be something that should have aged out back in 1913. So this comes from an Instagram account called @thehistory.source. And they shared a newspaper clipping about marriage advice, the do's and don'ts for both wives and for husbands. And some of these are crazy. I'll start out with some of the ones that are a little bit less insane. So this is from the Four Husbands column. So this is specifically advice for husbands to have a successful marriage, as said in this newspaper clipping again from 1913. It says, don't talk down to your wife. She has as much intelligence as your colleague at the office. She only lacks opportunity because it's 1913. Talk to her of anything you would talk to a man, and you'll be surprised how she expands.
Well, that's neat. Yeah. I feel like that's, for 1913, that's a very progressive right? view for 1913.
I love that's your take. I'm like, how neat that they have to be told by a magazine to respect their wife and she has a brain.
I love that it acknowledges the lack of opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, we're really just reading the elephant in the room here. It also says, don't say your wife wastes time reading, even if she only reads fiction. I love the fact that women haven't changed in 100 years. That's great that they were reading fairy books back in the day too. It also says, don't sneer at your wife's cookery or bridge playing, whatever that is, or singing or
game.
It's card like a game. Card game, yeah.
Bridge? Bridge mm-hmm. playing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's a game.
You're so young.
Or singing, or indeed anything else she does. Don't increase the work of the house by leaving all your things lying about in different places. If you are not tidy by nature, at least be thoughtful. Don't try to regulate every detail of your wife's life. Even a wife is an individual and must be allowed some scope.
Even a wife is an individual.
Again, very progressive for 1913.
They would have loved this in the Gilded Age. And last, for the don'ts, for the husband catalog, it's or for the column for husbands, don't keep all your jokes for your male friends. Let your wife share them. The wives category is a lot crazier. It literally says, don't let your husband wear a violet tie with grass green socks.
Seriously?
I feel like they're talking down to the women. Don't forget, your wife is intelligent too.
You're responsible for your man's stress as well.
It's the Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.